Hello, I'm Joseph Kasser, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at early career project management. You know, you guys sent us this fascinating document, From Challenges to Triumphs.
By Dr. Joseph Kasser.
That's right. It's got some great advice for, like, navigating those common pitfalls everyone seems to hit. And to help me unpack all of this, we've got expert speaker here.
Always a pleasure.
Now, Dr. Kasser, he's not messing around. We're talking awards from NASA, projects going all the way back to the 70s, published author.
And still found time for family every weekend. Rest, hobbies, the whole deal. Impressive, really.
Absolutely. So in his document, he lays out three big obstacles that early career project managers often face. The first one, I think we've all been there at some point. That imposter syndrome feeling. You ever get that, listener? Like you're just faking it till you make it and someone's about to call you out.
So common, especially when you're just starting out. Surrounded by people with way more experience, complex projects flying around, easy to feel like you don't quite belong.
And Dr. Kasser, he had this realization early in his career. He shifted from seeing problems as roadblocks to viewing them like puzzles to solve.
Changed his entire approach to project management.
Right. And he tells this amazing story about his first project manager role. Picture this. You've just moved to Israel. There are language barriers. Resources are tight.
And you're tasked with leading the control and electronics department for the world's first commercial solar-powered electric generating system. No pressure, right?
Wow, that's a lot to handle.
Oh, and it gets better. They didn't even have essential documents like a concept of operation or system requirements. Can you imagine?
So how did he pull it off?
Well, somehow, despite all that, the control and electronic system worked perfectly, flawlessly. Yeah. Really cemented for him the power of a positive mindset and just practical problem solving.
That's seriously inspiring. Even when it feels impossible, the right attitude can make all the difference. But let's move on to something that trips up even seasoned project managers. Communication. You can't really get much done without it, can you?
Absolutely crucial. And Dr. Kasser, he dives deep into effective communication and stakeholder management. He talks about understanding all the players involved, even has this model, the 9-system model for stakeholder identification.
9-system model. I haven't come across that one. What's the gist?
It's like a checklist. Make sure you're not forgetting any key stakeholders. He tells this funny anecdote about managing 11 projects at once. His recorded project status report. 90 minutes long.
90 minutes. No way anyone's sitting through that whole thing.
Exactly. It was a wake-up call for him. You need clear, concise communication, especially when you've got busy stakeholders. That's where he came up with the enhanced traffic light chart.
Okay, I know the basic traffic light charts, but what's enhanced about it?
It takes those red, yellow, green indicators and adds more detail. It gives you a super quick but comprehensive snapshot of each project's health. Visually appealing, easy to grasp, no information overload.
That makes sense. It's always a struggle, finding that balance.
Yeah.
It's enough detail without putting people to sleep. How about you, listener? Ever run into that? What are your go-to strategies for keeping stakeholders in the loop and engaged?
And that brings us to the third obstacle Dr. Kasser highlights. Time management, especially when things get complex. Something we all struggle with, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Tried all those productivity hacks, but sometimes it just feels like there aren't enough hours in the day.
Dr. Kasser has some really interesting thoughts on this. He stresses the importance of time blocking, scheduling specific blocks of time for certain tasks, taking control of your schedule instead of letting it control you.
I've tried time blocking before, but it's tough sticking to it when unexpected things pop up. Any advice from Dr. Kasser on making it work?
He actually does. He says it's all about building in some buffer time, you know, for unexpected tasks and those inevitable interruptions. Not about being rigid, but having a framework for your day.
That's a good point. Having a plan, but being flexible enough to roll with the punches. But what about delegation? That always feels tricky.
He's a big advocate for it, not just to free up your time, but to empower your team members.
I think especially early on in our careers, we get caught up in wanting to control everything, do it all ourselves.
Recipe for burnout.
Totally. So learning to delegate effectively becomes key. Dr. Kasser, he shares this great story about a colleague, George, who, well, he had a habit of forgetting tasks. Instead of getting frustrated, he developed this system of reminders and follow-ups to keep George on track without making him feel micromanaged.
It's brilliant, really.
Really clever way to handle different personalities. Speaking of clever, Dr. Kasser also has some interesting thoughts on how AI is changing things.
He sees it as this tool that can augment our abilities as project managers, not replace us. Automate routine tasks, analyze data to identify patterns and potential risks, even predict project outcomes.
Now, I'm a bit wary of all the AI hype. Does Dr. Kasser think it's going to make project managers obsolete?
Not at all. He's very clear. AI is a tool. We, the humans, are responsible for how we use it. He cautions against blindly relying on AI, stresses using our judgment and experience to make informed decisions.
That makes sense. It's about using AI to boost our skills, not handing over the reins completely. So where does he see the biggest potential for AI in project management?
He's particularly excited about risk management. AI algorithms can process huge amounts of data, identify potential risks that humans might miss, allows project managers to address issues proactively before they blow up.
Sounds incredibly valuable, especially for those huge, complex projects with a million moving parts. But let's shift gears for a second, talk about something a bit more old school. Prioritization. When there are so many demands on our time, how do we figure out what to tackle first?
Dr. Kasser brings up the Moscow framework. You list your project tasks, put them into four categories: must have, should have, could have, and won't have.
Basically forcing yourself to make tough choices about what's truly essential.
Absolutely. Helps you prioritize ruthlessly and avoid getting stuck on tasks that aren't critical.
You know, I had a colleague just like George once, tried the reminder system, but what really worked was getting him involved in the initial planning stages. Once he felt ownership over the project, he was way more likely to remember tasks and deadlines.
Excellent point. Highlights the importance of understanding your team's motivations, tapping into their strengths.
And speaking of motivations, Dr. Kasser also talks about setting clear boundaries with stakeholders to prevent scope creep and manage expectations.
Essential skill. He recommends having those tough conversations up front, establishing realistic timelines, deliverables, avoiding those last-minute scrambles.
I think early in our careers, we're afraid to push back on stakeholders. We don't want to seem difficult or incompetent. But setting those boundaries is vital for protecting your time and the project's integrity.
Absolutely. He also recommends contingency plans for those inevitable surprises.
Always have a plan B or C ready to go.
Exactly. Be prepared for the unexpected and flexible enough to adapt when things go off track. You know, what I find fascinating about Dr. Kasser's work is how he ties these three seemingly separate obstacles together, imposter syndrome, communication, and time management, with this idea of a resilient mindset.
That is interesting. How so?
He argues that developing a resilient mindset is crucial for overcoming these challenges and really thriving as a project manager. It's about embracing challenges as growth opportunities, learning from your mistakes, bouncing back from setbacks.
So it's not just about mastering techniques and tools, but also about cultivating the right attitude, the mental approach.
Exactly. He believes a resilient mindset is the foundation for successful project management. It lets you navigate those inevitable ups and downs gracefully with determination.
Makes you think, listener, what's one small step you could take today to start cultivating that resilient mindset in your own work?
Maybe it's reframing a tough situation as a learning opportunity, reaching out to a mentor for support, or just taking a few minutes each day for mindfulness and stress management.
What I appreciate about Dr. Kasser's message is that it's not about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about acknowledging that challenges are part of the process. How we respond to them, that's what defines us as project managers.
He emphasizes that transforming your work life isn't about radical overnight changes. It's about those small, consistent steps in the right direction. Celebrating small victories, acknowledging that progress, not perfection, is key.
So let's recap what we've learned from Dr. Kasser today. We talked about imposter syndrome, you know, and how reframing challenges can actually boost your confidence. Remember Dr. Kasser's story about leading that solar project in Israel? Talk about a tough first project.
Yeah, a real trial by fire. But he totally nailed it. It proves that the right mindset can really make all the difference.
For sure. Then we moved on to communication. Can't get anything done without it, right?
Absolutely essential. Dr. Kasser's 9-system model is super helpful for identifying all those key stakeholders, making sure nobody's left out.
And his enhanced traffic light chart.
Oh, that's a game changer. Makes communicating project status so much quicker and more effective.
Definitely. And lastly, we got into time management.
Especially when you're dealing with those really complex projects.
Right. We talked about time blocking, delegation, and those prioritization techniques like the Moscow framework.
Oh, and don't forget Dr. Kasser's tips for managing different personalities, like his approach with George, who is always forgetting tasks.
Yeah, that was smart. But I think the most important takeaway from Dr. Kasser's work is that emphasis on developing a resilient mindset.
Absolutely. It's all about seeing challenges as opportunities for growth, learning from mistakes, and bouncing back stronger.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you, our listener, with this question. What's one small step you can take today to put Dr. Caster's wisdom into action and take your project management skills to the next level?
Maybe it's finally trying out time blocking, having that tough conversation with a stakeholder, or finding a mentor to guide you.
Whatever it is, remember, progress, not perfection, is the key. Each step, no matter how small, gets you closer to your goals.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey. There's a whole community of project managers out there facing the same challenges, celebrating the same victories. Don't hesitate to reach out, share experiences, and learn from each other.
Huge thanks to Expert Speaker for all these amazing insights.
Always a pleasure to dive into these topics with you and our listeners.
And of course, thank you, our fantastic listener, for joining us on this deep dive. Hope you found it useful and maybe even a bit inspiring. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring the world of project management. We started off talking about imposter syndrome and how sometimes reframing those challenges can actually give you a confidence boost. Remember that story Dr. Caster told about leading that huge solar energy project in Israel?
Oh, yeah. Talk about being thrown in the deep end. But yeah, he made it work. It shows you, even when things feel impossible, a positive mindset can really turn things around.
Absolutely. Then we moved on to communication.
And, well, let's be honest, you can't really get much done in project management without it, can you?
Absolutely crucial. And Dr. Caster's 9-system model, that's such a useful tool for making sure you got all those key stakeholders on board, that nobody's being left out.
Yeah, and his enhanced traffic light chart, I love that.
Oh, that's a game changer for sure. Really streamlines communication, makes it super clear and easy to understand what's going on with a project.
And then we wrap things up by talking about time management, especially when you've got those complex projects on your plate.
Oh, time management, the eternal struggle. Dr. Caster had some really great tips, though, about time blocking, delegation, and using frameworks like Moscow for prioritization.
Yeah, those are all super helpful. And I thought his advice on managing different personalities was really insightful. Like that story about George who kept forgetting tasks.
Oh, yeah, that was clever. But if I had to pick one key takeaway from Dr. Caster's work, it'd be that emphasis on building a resilient mindset. Totally agree. It's all about seeing those challenges as opportunities for growth, learning from those setbacks, and coming back stronger.
Exactly. And as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this question, listener. What's one small step you can take today to put all this wisdom into action?
You know, what's one thing you can do to level up your project management game? Maybe it's giving time blocking a real shot, or finally having that crucial conversation with a stakeholder you've been putting off.
Or maybe it's about finding a mentor, someone who can offer guidance and support.
Whatever it is, remember, progress, not perfection, is the key.
Absolutely. Every step you take, no matter how small, moves you closer to those goals. And don't forget, you're not alone in this. There's a whole community of project managers out there, all navigating the same ups and downs.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to reach out. Share your experiences, learn from each other. It's a journey we're all on together.
Well said.
And that brings us to the end of another deep dive. Huge thanks to Expert Speaker for sharing all these incredible insights from Dr. Caster.
My pleasure, as always.
And of course, massive thanks to you, our fantastic listener, for joining us on this journey. We hope you found this deep dive valuable, maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of project management.